Welcome to our podcast, Kicking It With The Boys.
Kicking It or Kicking It With The Boys.
I like Kicking It because it's shorter and fun and festive.
And that lovely piece of music was made by me. By me.
Aiden, yes.
Yeah.
And, I will be a little distracted because I am playing GTA.
Yeah.
I just like to make words fun. Like, the drink White Claw? Wheat Clue. Hey, by the way, there's no law by the claw. My sister came up with that promo.
So.
Awkward silence. A little bit of awkward silence.
Alright, so initial topics. Opening statements. Today we're going to be talking about Blackfish. We might get off track, talk about a bunch of other shit.
Most likely get off track. But, we were talking earlier when we were going to have this discussion in the podcast about whether or not parents should snoop through kids'
phones. Yeah.
Like, should parents be allowed to snoop through their kids' phone without the kids' permission? I vote absolutely not. That's an invasion of privacy. Because kids, like teenagers... Now, like, if you're, like, a little 10-year-old, 11-year-old, maybe 12-year-old... Hey, yeah, I mean, if your parents are really chill and, like, let you go hang out with your friends for a while and you need a phone to, like, get a hold of them, then, yeah. But if you're 10, if you're younger than the age of 13, parents are automatically allowed to snoop through your phone because a 13-year-old kid shouldn't have any private conversations because you're under 13. You're a kid. You're literally young as fuck. But, like, 14 and up, I don't think they should have permission to go through someone's phone. Because...
That's his stance on it.
Yeah, because, like, when you're 14, 15, 16, 17, you know, you have private conversations because, you know, you're becoming an adult. You're ready to, per se, experiment.
You're ready to, for lack of a better word, you're ready to,
I like experiment.
No. You're getting ready to explore the human body.
Yes, that's actually a way better term. But, yeah, because, like, what if you just, like, I mean, I get it, yeah, like, if you're planning on having sex, tell your parents. And, let them know, be like, hey,
or if you're
might be having sex, and I just wanted to let you know so there's no secrets. But,
so,
like, if you don't, that's on you, just saying.
Yeah. Just putting that out there. I'm gonna do a thing, this is just gonna be for me, where I'm gonna ask the microphone, the phone, the thing we're using, a question. Which is gonna be the question of the week?
What the fuck do you mean by question?
Like, for example, like, oh hey, what's like, what, you know, what brought you to this, to the podcast or stuff like that?
Oh.
So.
Yeah, well, why the fuck would you want to come to our podcast? I mean, thank you, but like...
Thank you, but like, why?
Yeah, like, goddamn. Like, how the fuck did... I doubt there's anyone listening, by the way.
Most likely not, but...
Yeah, but we still get... we still have fun from doing this.
We still have fun. We're doing a thing that we want to.
What? Isn't this the type of, like, truck where I should be able to...
Oh, sorry, this isn't related to GTA. No. This is the Back to the Future truck.
What? Sorry, I'm playing GTA, and I thought I'd grab a truck that would be dope as fuck, but obviously not. Fuck the turning on this thing.
So.
Sucks.
Would you like to go into our first topic?
Blackfish?
Yeah.
Okay, so Blackfish is actually, this is a documentary, it's not racism or anything like that. I mean, we are white, but it's a literal documentary. Look it up on Netflix.
It's about SeaWorld fish and stuff.
It's SeaWorld. It's about Shamu or orcas or killer whales, however the fuck you want to say it. The technical term. Just putting it out there because I wanted to be a marine biologist, so I did a fuck ton of research on this shit, so I know what the fuck I'm saying. The technical term is orca, but they're actually not whales. Did you know that, Aiden? They're actually dolphins.
I thought they were
No, they're not sharks. Shark. They are dolphins, and you want to know why they're called killer whales?
Because they're biggest whales?
No, they're not the biggest fucking whale. There's so many more whales that are bigger than them. Every fucking whale is like bigger than them.
No,
the reason it's called killer whale is because, not because it's big as a whale, because it actually kills whales and eats them. And you want to know how they do it?
Random facts.
How they do it is actually when they're hunting. Yes, they hunt for regular fish and stuff, but they do like to hunt whales because what they do is they team up and they drown the whale. So what they do is they wait for like the kid or something to separate so the mom will go get it, and then they'll wait until the two are alone. They'll have like the younger or like older whales go on the kid, and they'll have all the stronger whales go on the mom.
Question.
And drown it.
How the fuck do you drown a whale?
Because they have to come up for air with the blowhole. All the killer whales have to do is be on top of the whale and getting it below the surface and holding it there.
Oh, okay, so they have to, you know,
literally
normal
drown
human
the fucking
shit.
Way. Yeah.
Normal human shit.
Which honestly it sucks, but just the random facts that you find out every fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, I bet any person that takes the time to listen to this finds this out and is like, what the fuck?
No, how the fuck?
I mean, yeah, how the fuck, but also, like, what the fuck? By the way, guys, normally I'm not going to be like this during podcasts, but it's because I woke up at 6:30 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time.
PST.
PST.
I woke up at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning, PST.
But, the reason I woke up is because, once again, my sister has a temper tantrum. Because I decided to play music while I slept, and guess what she just told me recently before I came over to record this?
Why?
She said, if you cannot get off your phone at midnight, she's going to put a lock on it. From midnight to the end of my school hours, from midnight to 2:30 in the afternoon, I will have a lock on it, meaning
shit.
I cannot use my phone.
Shit.
Yeah, that, like, and, like, this is, like, a, okay, yeah, I get it, I fall asleep while watching, like, Netflix and chill on my phone, but that's because she knows that I have to sleep with noise, and I don't have headphones because of her.
Yeah,
she lost my only pair of wired headphones, and I honestly don't know where my Bluetooth headphones are. Fucking a waste of $50.
Yeah. Speaking of headphones, if you want good quality
headphones, be an Apple person.
Well,
boom! Roasted Android! Sorry, Aiden.
If you want good quality headphones and you're not an Apple person, Raycon.
Raycon is good for both Apple and...
Yeah, because...
Raycon, they're expensive, but they're dope as fuck.
Yeah, but like...
They're decently expensive.
They're a lot cheaper than
Depending on what type of Raycons you get.
Yeah, like the Everyday E25s, I'm pretty sure. Which, I'm pretty sure if you've been around the internet for a while, you know the Everyday E25s.
I don't, and I'm on the internet every fucking day.
So, the Everyday E25s are, white...
Holy fuck!
Yeah, he just landed on...
And I almost fucking died!
The Everyday E25s are widely loved by Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, and a bunch of other musical artists. They have great sound quality. And all that other nerd shit.
By the way, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about with that. I'm just trying to steal a fucking flyer jet in GTA.
Jet in GTA.
I'm only gonna refer to GTA as Jete because I'm a stupid fucking prick. And Aiden can vote for that I am a prick.
Or no, or as I call it, GTA.
Oh, what the fuck? That scared the fuck out of me. There's gonna be a plane coming for me soon.
He refers to it as Jete, I refer to it as GTA.
No, my engine's gonna cut out when there's a fucking plane following me. Gotta go fast, gotta go fucking twisty, topsy-turvy. I'm just trying to make it hard for them to hit me.
So,
by the way, your sensitivity is fucking high as fuck.
I know my
sensitivity. Like, normally I smoke weed before I come here, but like, damn, I didn't smoke anything and I'm getting dizzy.
You should most likely lower that.
How?
Settings.
See, I'm on the internet every fucking day, but I still don't know how to do shit like this.
He can't do shit.
I
do everything.
I play every fucking day. So is this it?
Yeah, aim sensitivity. Yes, turn that shit down. Is that better?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just because I'm in a plane or some shit like that. But, yeah, I'm... Fuck, no, my engine! I don't have another parachute, I don't think.
You
and
automatically
got four stars.
You automatically get parachutes in planes and helicopters.
Yeah, but also, like, I was on four stars and there's cops all fucking around me, so, like, Time to crash this bad boy! No, I'm kidding.
Suicide bomb!
Adam Akbar! We make jokes, don't worry, we're not actually...
We make jokes, this is a comedy podcast. We make the jokes.
Fuck!
We make the jokey jokes.
My engine died. Fuck you, Aiden! That's not my fault!
We make the jokey jokes?
By the way, Aiden's such a pussy, he won't drink Sunkissed orange soda, but he'll drink Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? They're the exact same thing.
That's my fucking preference.
Your preference is a bitch-ass move.
So, I made a Aiden Klein, Aiden Boy, the demisexual potato boy, made a TikTok for the both of us. For the podcast, for the Kicking It podcast. Go follow that.
And also follow our personal TikTok.
Follow the personal TikTok.
Mine is RobertRobbie12.
Mine is demisexual potato boy. If you give a shit.
Even though there's probably no one watching, but... By the way, also our Instagrams are... Mine is Robert22for21.
And mine is the meme dealer guy 76.
Or Little Fire.
Or Little Fire if you're basic. So what was our topic?
Blackfish.
We got way off topic really quickly.
Told you. We literally were like, hey, don't worry if we get off topic.
And then immediately.
Yeah. So Blackfish is a documentary about this killer whale named Tilikum. He actually recently died, but the documentary is fairly recent.
2013.
Yeah. I mean, it's only about 8 years old. But, So, if you live in a state/country that has SeaWorld, you notice that the trainers don't get in the water.
With the killer whales.
Yes, which is the safety thing.
Safety.
And because mostly of Tilikum, because he was a very violent and aggressive.
Very violent boy.
Much
angry
like myself.
Boy. Angry boy.
Much like myself. But I don't go murdering people. Where's the controller? How the fuck did I lose the controller? Give me the fucking controller. He's very angry, so he was one of the last killer whales taken from captivity. And so what had happened was when they took him, they put him with the male orcas, but the male orcas would terrorize him. Would terrorize him so much that he had to pretty much stay in the same place where the female orcas were, and he practically just got teased more. And so, whales' brains are very big, okay? Killer whale's brain, and what happens is they have a black spot in the middle of their brain, which is normally their anger, their frustration, all that kind of stuff. And see, with Tilikum's is his wasn't like a regular whale where it was that like little inch to inch and a half little fucking thing. It was more of his entire fucking brain. And so he pretty much got so angry at the trainers because every time back in that time that he was killing, if you messed up a trick, you didn't get to eat, essentially. And so, because he would mess up a lot, he... What the fuck? That glitch. Because he messed up a lot, and so he really hardly ever got fed, and so it just built up into anger, and so he killed the people that would essentially not feed him if he fucked up.
So, essentially what you're saying is that he became a Sith.
Yeah, he became a fucking maniac. He became a serial killer. A whale serial killer. And I honestly think that's fascinating and scary at the same time because it shows the damage that humans can do to the animals. Aiden just fucking turned off. What was that? Shredder? Because he's fucking bored and I'm about to be bored. But it goes to show how much humanity can affect animal's life by cruelty, and I just think that like shows you should be careful with animals. What's our next topic?
That would be mine. Our next topic is, if you've been on the internet anywhere in the last couple days, not Chadwick Boseman says, although that is very...
Snapchat says what?
If you've been on the internet in the last couple of days, TikTok, Instagram, all that shit, then you'll know that Chadwick Boseman
has passed.
Passed away due to colon cancer.
We're gone to forever.
Yeah, so, cheers to his family and friends and whatever.
Let's take a drink for Black Panther.
Yeah, a drink for the King of Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
That was for you, Chadwick.
We have an unsponsored.
Surprisingly, he did all of his Avengers movies.
Yeah, he did all of this shit.
And every other movie that he did.
He did Civil
while
War.
He was
yeah.
While he had stage four.
While he had
cancer.
Stage four colon cancer, he did Civil War, then Black Panther, then Infinity War,
did he
then
do
Endgame.
Civil War?
Yeah, Black Panther was in Civil War.
Huh? I really did not know that.
Yeah, he did Civil War, then Black Panther, then Infinity War, then Endgame. All with colon cancer, so.
That is very surprising. He was buff as fuck. I saw a post. His calves? Holy fuck. Like, I've got strong calves and shit, but his goddamn!
Yeah. We're getting off topic. The topic is, fucking the live-action Powerpuff Girls CW show.
Which I'm just gonna be zoning him out for the entire fucking time.
For the entire time I'm talking about this, he's gonna be zoning him out. So.
Because I really don't give a fuck.
The CW is notorious for making okay DC shows, but not okay other shows. But with this, they're essentially making a version, they're making a live-action version of the Powerpuff Girls. So, the essential thing is, oh hey, it's like 20 years later, we regret being superheroes. Because we lost our childhood. Which, it was their fucking choice.
Actually, no, it wasn't really. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna go back to zoning you out.
And that's it for my topic, because I don't have that much venom or shit to say about it.
That was a real shitty topic.
I know.
I mean, I at least did research on my shit way before I knew I was ever gonna hang out with you or do a podcast. Because I wanted to be a marine biologist after I saw Free Willy. when I was like 5, I cried every time.
But,
and now I'm just like, what the fuck ever, it's just a whale. Not really.
Hey!
What?
But, that gives us, you know, however long the rest of this podcast is for the final topic of stupid shit we've done.
I need way more than a list. I'm gonna need like fucking 3 days worth of time.
Alright, so.
You can ask Aiden, I've done some stupid shit. Aiden, I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, I never actually did my research on this shit.
Yeah.
I was reincarnated by a whale.
Yeah. So. How the fuck are you alive?
Reincarnation, I died from a poacher as a whale.
Okay.
By the way, the poacher was your dad. Yeah, why the fuck do you think I became friends with you? I don't fucking like you.
So,
and that's one of our segments called Fucking with Aiden.
Yeah. Next segment is Stupid Shit, which is gonna be every odd day, or every, you know...
Other episode.
Every other episode. So, every odd episode is book time, and every even episode is Stupid Shit.
Would you like to go first, Aiden, or would you like me?
Nope, because you have the best stories. You
so,
can
I,
sh-
I think I should go last to, like... Because there's no way you can compete with me.
Yeah, but your story will most likely be longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get yours
so
done
I'll leave
with.
It to... So, my dumbest story...
By the way, my story is just going to be very recent.
Yeah.
It's going to be within, like, what, a year or two ago?
So, mine is, this takes place, like, last year or year before.
Are you in 8th grade?
7th grade. It was my very, very...
Oh, okay.
It was, like, one of my first weeks...
Because I remember a story from the 8th grade. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. We don't talk about that story.
I might tell it as a bonus feature.
Yeah, bonus, if there's time, which
because he doesn't want to fucking talk about it, he's embarrassed by it. Ooh, oh man, I thought that was a cow.
My dumbest story is, at the very beginning of my 7th grade year.
Damn it, I thought it was treason for cows.
So, it was me with like 2, 3, maybe 4 other kids in the PE room, in the weight room. So these kids were absolute pricks, and they put the thing down on my fucking pinky finger.
They put the weights on his pinky finger.
No, they didn't put the weights specifically. You know the part where it makes it go up and down?
Yeah, the part where the weight is being held.
No. The actual, like, thing.
Oh, the gears!
Yeah. My finger got stuck in there, it got crushed, and now my fucking fingernail is deformed. So, that's my dumbass story.
I still laugh about that.
That's my dumbass story.
Okay, so mine was fairly recent. It was about 8th grade, I'm 10th grade now. So, what the fuck do you think you're doing? You better drive that semi-truck and just fucking drive away. We're semi-truck drivers right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just easy. What the fuck are you doing, dumbass?
Driving, asshole.
Give me the controller.
He's already dead.
I wanted the fucking container with me.
Let me grab that container then. Here, I'm
dead my ass.
Alright, shoot this. Alright, okay. Tell the dumbass story.
So, I wanted to, in a dumb way, spread awareness about racism. And, so what had happened was, I had a can of spray paint.
Yeah.
From customizing my bike, and I was like, so I spent the night at Aiden's house. I was like, this is gonna be a good idea. I'm gonna sneak out and go spray paint on my school. No more racism or no racism. By the way, I'm so stupid. I don't care about it anymore.
Okay.
I'm so stupid.
He spelled racism.
I spelled racism wrong. Now don't laugh at me because I was very tired. I was very sleep deprived.
No, please laugh at
me. And no, fucking don't laugh at me. And the lighting was horrible because it was like 3 in the morning, 3, 4 in the morning. And so the only thing that I misspelled is I added an I.
To
not
racism.
Knowing I added an I. I just thought I'd forgotten I. So like I. And so I spelled it R-A-C-I-S-I-M.
Racism. Racism. No
and
racism.
You can laugh at me for like a week and then just fucking get over with it. But... yeah, I spelled no racism wrong.
No
racism. Also,
no, say it right.
No, I spelled no racism wrong. And also, my snake of a friend at the time.
Hello.
She, no, not you. She, the worst friend ever. I'm actually going to call her out. Zoe Fiera. Fiery or something like that.
I've never heard of this person before.
Yeah, I know. It's because we had different friends. And steal a cop car.
No, thank you.
Steal it.
Nothing.
It's still my turn. Controller.
Fine.
Okay, that's what I thought. Zoe Fieri, she is a snake of a friend. She is a bully. She does not give a fuck what your opinion is on anything. She's always right. You don't have to pull a gun. But, she mistakenly told me what anarchy means. Like, she knew deep down what it meant, and it meant... no, like, no law whatsoever, meaning anyone can kill anyone and shit like that. When, in reality, she told me that it just it meant positivity and shit like that. And so, she tricked me into spraying anarchy signs.
Wasn't that me?
No, you didn't go, remember?
Well, no. Didn't I give you the idea of using...
of the anarchy signs? No.
Yeah, which is an A with a circle in it.
No, that's a... No, that's not anarchy. It's a star and a circle. But
that's
she...
That's a fucking pentagram.
But she tricked me into, which, by the way, anarchy is very fucking racist. Didn't know that.
Racist.
Very fucking racist. And, so she gave me the fake details and everything.
So.
And,
wrong information, people.
Yeah.
Check your facts.
Anarchy does not mean peace with everyone. It means fucking murder. People who aren't the same race as you. It's pretty much the fucking purge.
Check your facts.
So, I should have checked my facts. I shouldn't have even done it. And, like,
but
I was having an anxiety attack right before. And that should have said something to me. That should have been like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. But I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. And, yeah, I got in so much fucking trouble for that. Like, yeah. My mom barely trusts me to spray paint now because, like, I customize my bike. I recustomize my bike. It looks dope as fuck. If you're in Southern California, depending on how far away from me you are, you need a bike customized.
Like, you need spray a tune-up.
Wise, fucking call me. I drop my Instagram. You can easily fucking DM me. And depending on how many paints you want, is depending on how much I charge you. Because if you want like two paints, I'm gonna charge roughly $15 because $5 a can plus profit. So,
but a back investment.
If you want like three cans, that's gonna cost you roughly $25 because I want a $10 profit because I'm buying another can. But this does not count as my turn if you die from this.
Yes, I know.
But bonus story. So some of you know, if any of you know Aiden personally, you know he's homeschooled. Permanently, like he's not because of Rona. He's not homeschooled because of Rona. I'm homeschooled because of Rona.
I'm homeschooled because
His dad bought me and him a pack of pocket knives.
He bought you one and then he bought me one for Christmas.
Yeah, he bought me one for Christmas as well. We both got practically the same one. But it was a pack, so it came in two. There's two knives. He took both of them to school.
Dumbass.
And pulled them out in front of a kid and barely opened it, but it made the kid feel threatened. And
which
he got in trouble for and got expelled. See, I've taken a pocket knife to school last year, but my teacher's like, hey, why do you have a pocket knife? My first period teacher, Mr. Hill, he's the fucking best. If you go to... I'm not gonna say my school, but if you know him, he's the fucking best. He saw my pocket knife in my pocket. He was like, hey, why do you have a pocket knife? I was like, hey, I wore these pants for like a couple hours. I had my pocket knife because I was planning on going fishing, and then I never went fishing. And he was like, okay, hey, just slide it in your backpack. I won't say shit. Don't bring it out again.
Nothing
happened because he didn't tell anyone. He was like, yo, just put it in your backpack.
Whereas mine...
Well, that's because you opened it. Mine was literally just sitting in my pocket, and I wasn't messing with it at all. I honestly forgot about it.
Mine was like,
yo, when I was your age, I carried pocket knives with me. Just put it in your backpack, and we'll call it a day. And I was like, okay, thanks, Mr. Hall. I completely forgot about it. I'm glad you're not getting me in trouble because it was an accident. And, luckily, I just had a really cool teacher, and luckily, I didn't pull it out and open it.
Unlike me.
Yeah. But, I don't think we really have any other topics.
Yeah, unless we want to circle back to one of them.
You didn't have very much to say about the Powerpuff Girls, which my sister is kind of freaking out about because,
hey!
Because they're gonna have hands, like fingers, not just a fucking ball.
Yeah.
And, so my sister's just kind of freaking out about that. I would only go watch it if the actresses are hot. Like, no offense, I mean, I'm bi, so, like, I'll get a dick rammed up my ass eventually. But...
He's in the dicks.
I mean, the dicks and pussies. Okay, I like both. But, what the fuck? And I glitch!
I swear to say.
But, yeah, I like chicks and dicks. My preference is chicks, just saying. But... I'll fuck a dude and like I'll get fucked by a dude.
He needs attention.
I'm already trying to get this woman girl, but like, I mean, if it doesn't work out with any other girls, yo, hit me up, Robert22 for 21. I look good in makeup, girls. Do my makeup.
Also drop your snap.
I don't know if I want to drop my snap.
Maybe drop your snap.
Maybe when we actually have listeners.
Alright.
I'm so depressing, aren't I?
Yeah, you're very depressing. I'm trying to help you.
I don't want help because I just want to die because I don't have this girl. I just want to fucking cuddle with this girl, bro.
So I want to cuddle with all of my fucking...
Your two girlfriends?
In a poly relationship? Poly, yes.
In a poly relationship? Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure is illegal in the U.S.
No, it's perfectly legal.
What? Well...
Yeah, because I haven't been arrested yet.
Ah, that's where it is. But I think that's it for
I think that's all the time
podcast.
I think that's all the time we have. I think that's
because I did the intro.
No, I think that's all the time. Fuck.
I think that's all the time we have.
I think that's all the time we have. And with that, go listen to the episode one and follow.
I'm gonna go kick Aiden's ass.
Follow all of our social media.
By the way, I have a second Instagram account. Hey, it's Robbie. I don't remember what underscores and shit are where they're at.
And with that, we will see you next time.
Next week. Woo-woo!